The Columbia Orchestra's new season begins this Saturday, October 12th in the Jim Rouse Theater in Columbia. With me in the studio to talk about the concert is music director Jason Love. Welcome back.
Great to be back.
You are starting off the season in a very big way, or a Verdi big way, should I say. You're doing Verdi's Requiem.
Yes, you know, it's the Verdi Bicentennial, and we've been working on this, of course, for more than a year, trying to organize such a huge undertaking. We had talked about a bunch of different ideas, ways to celebrate the Verdi Bicentennial. We thought about either doing some opera scenes, some semi-stage stuff, or to do some choruses, but we kept coming back to the Requiem because it is not just a towering work, but it's both a great concert work and really a great opera. It is an opera unto itself, and so we've partnered with Choralis, which is a chorus in Alexandria, based in Alexandria. They have a marvelous conductor, Gretchen Kuhrmann, so we're performing it Saturday night here at the Jim Rouse Theater on the 12th at 7:30, and then we'll actually be repeating it in Alexandria at 4 o'clock in the Schlesinger Center there in Alexandria, and Gretchen will be conducting that. So the chorus and the orchestra both get to work with a different conductor, you know, in the same concert stretch.
That's really exciting.
It is. You know, it's such a great work, and Verdi is so much in the moment, and even as a conductor, you're very much tailoring your interpretation to the strengths of the different singers. So it really is one of those things where we're going moment to moment. It's a very fresh interpretation, and the players have to keep on their toes. The choir has to keep on their toes. We're all on our toes.
And you have four soloists coming in who you've auditioned but not met in person.
Yes, yes. We're working this week. You know, some of them are not local. We have some who are local and local favorites. Marlissa Hudson is a soprano. Yvette Smith, mezzo, who is from Chicago. Dennis Mora, Carrie Wilkerson. Some of them are in the military. So great singers most of whom have done this work before. And, you know, it's such an engaging piece. You keep coming back to it, and has this fresh sense to it every time, because it really is both an opera and a symphonic work. It has the best aspects of both.
You're opening the program with a bit of Britain. What's that?
Yes, of course, it's the Britain Centenary as well, and we have a great fanfare to start out our season, the fanfare for St. Edmundsbury. We have a wonderful brass section at Columbia, and so three of our trumpeters are going to start off with a great herald.
Oh, how cool for them.
Yeah, it's a neat piece, and it's fun to have the Verdi has all of these hundreds of people on stage, but we're starting with just these three guys with their instruments. That's really awesome.
I like that. I like the contrast, and it gives the bass drum player a chance to rest up for the Verdi.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, the bass drum player, we actually have double bass drums. You know, the bass drum part is very intricate and all over the place in this thing, so the right player has to find just the right sticks and just the right tuning of the drum for every section.
This is Columbia Orchestra opening their season this weekend, Saturday, October 12th at 7:30 p.m. in the Jim Rouse Theater in Columbia. There will be a 6:30 p.m. talk by the always fabulous Bill Scanlon Murphy, and the concert is being repeated in Alexandria, Virginia on Sunday, October 13th. Jason, for more information, what's the phone number and website, please?
410-465-8777, and visit us on the web at columbiaorchestra.org. And if you're a furloughed worker, we have a special discount in place for you, so check that out on our website.
Fabulous. Best of luck with your new season.
Thanks so much.
Jason Love is the music director of the Columbia Orchestra and my guest today. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks again.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.